And the difference is a £78 million striker.
Correct. Yeah. That was simply the difference, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, in terms of football, in terms of the passing and chances created, I thought we were as good, if not better, than Burnley today. But, you know, a couple of lapses. I think we got a bit of luck with the first goal, and I think it was a foul on Wellington for the second goal. We've had one off the line. We've had chances first half, chances second half. So I'm disappointed, but I'm not crestfallen about things.
When does it's one win in 11, as you've just said, you're bottom of the championship table. When does it become more than disappointed, this current?
I mean, it is more than disappointing. But yeah, the table doesn't lie. So currently we're the poorest team in the division, but there's 30-odd games to go in the league, so we've got plenty of time to turn that around. We've got two home games coming up that we're capable of winning, and then that'll put a different gloss on things.
How does Neil Lennon deal with this situation? Because you said when he first came in, it's just over 12 months ago, when you said you want to bring a winning mentality. I mean, this must be difficult with the success you had, both the manager and the players. Is it difficult for you to deal with?
Yes. But you become more and more aware of, you know, the players' mentality, aware of their abilities, aware of their temperaments. So I don't get as frustrated as I used to do, although that doesn't mean to say I don't care about things, because I really do. It hurts. You know, I've got my own professional pride, and as do my backroom team. Am I seeing things that please me in the game? Yeah, I am, for long, long periods today. But I think the scoreline flattered Burnley, to tell you the truth, but that's the reality of it, is we've lost 2-0. And I think we're better than that, and we're better than being bottom of the league. And we'll have to turn that around. We'll have to prove that, and I think we will. I have to look at the positives. I thought Derek and I thought Casado was brilliant today. I thought Weider had a fine game. I thought Spearing, until we lost them, we were in control of the game. That was a big loss, losing Spearing, just because of the way we wanted to play. You know, Wellington had his moments, and Feeney had a great chance to equalise at 1-1. So it's not like we got murdered. Far from it, you know. It's far, far better in a way of performance that we've had for a long time.
Big week now. You've mentioned two home games, and, you know, we're in that situation where there's not much margin for error, even though it's still quite early in the season.
Look, at the end of the day, my employment is based on results, and they've not been good. So I'm aware of that. I think we can win both the games, and then I think that'll turn things around. Although they're difficult games, every game's difficult in this division, but I'm not buoyed, but I'm pleased by what I saw today and a lot of aspects of the game.